My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're not necessarily approaching him when you're approaching the offense. Okay, you got to be in your gap. You have to be able to defeat blocks, send them where you want them to send them, and in that standpoint. From a tackling standpoint, you know, you talk about, and this every week, it's not just with Derek, you have a tackling plan for every back that you have, and you try to stick to the plan. And so we have our tackling plan for him, just like we had it last week, and that doesn't change.
That's Joe Witt Jr., the defensive coordinator for the Commanders, on defending Derrick Henry and the Ravens. Welcome back to G&D on the Fan. Baltimore owns both the NFL's number one rushing offense and rushing defense in the league. Get this. They have rushed for 211 yards per game. They have allowed 60 rushing yards per game. That is a juicy little discrepancy. The Ravens are plus 754 in rushing differential this year, second highest ever to the 1984 Bears, who had four better yards, plus 758. Through five games into a season. You're going back to the 1970 merger. That's pretty staggering. And that's why I would say, Danny, on paper, it's a bad matchup for Washington, because it is a team that can stop the run, that can force you to throw the football. Mm-hmm. Except that so far, nobody has stopped the Commanders running the football. So it's a power versus power, like good on good, something's got to give matchup where you think you can stop the run, cool. I run it great. Let's see.
Yeah, my college teammate, he was our number two as a freshman. Named Adam Bolisic, had a nasty curveball, left-handed, was filthy. Scouting report says, do not throw this guy curveballs. He didn't care about that because he goes, he hadn't seen my curveball. And most of the time, he was right. So, like, I wonder if Washington has that same viewpoint where they go, they stopped the Raiders. They stopped, you know, you pick your middling Cincinnati. Rush offense. Yeah, Cincinnati, who's here to throw it. They didn't stop us. They didn't see our looks.
The only wrench I'll throw into this is maybe no Brian Robinson, who again today didn't practice, and who is listed as a game-time decision. Did not play in the second half, although supposedly did not have a setback. I told you, though, in the locker room, he was in a bad foul mood.
He was annoyed.
And he just looked salty and just didn't want to talk. I thought it was because they didn't play him in the second half and he was healthy. I guess it's possible it's because he just didn't feel right.
Yeah, this thing is nagging, maybe. Yeah, it's
who
ongoing.
Knows? They have said he's a game-time decision. My guess is he plays, and that he's just not 100% or, you know, isn't going to be four quarters of Brian Robinson, kind of like we saw last week. But regardless, if he's not there, it is a big loss because you still have a lot of talent with Eckler, and the way McNichols has run, he's been very good. But that's your battering ram. That is your thumper that kind of softens things up.
Everything up, yeah.
And he has proven to be really, really important. But they have the number one rushing tailback in the NFL in Derrick Henry, 572 yards, six a pop. They have the number eight rusher in the league and their quarterback, Lamar Jackson. So both sides of the ball, run game is kind of king for the Ravens, and it's why this matchup's so fun, because it's what the Commanders have done so well.